And that's what led basically to our then developing on in our work the progression to death in this lifetime and helping people to complete their death event in this lifetime. Because we got that it's not true. Death is not true. It's the greatest illusion perpetrated on humanity. Death is an illusion. Who we are doesn't die, just like our car isn't dead because we're not sitting in it right now. Our car is sitting there. We're just not sitting in it. When we sit in it and turn on the key, everything fires up and we drive it down the road. That's how our body is. Our body is doing what it's doing because we're sitting inside, saying, okay, come on, do this and do that. And then we're listening to this little voice out here that's saying what it's saying, that's running us ragged, that has the same conversations over and over and over again. And here we are sitting there listening to it and saying, okay, okay, okay. And Steph said, wait a minute. Who we are is a divine spiritual being created in the image of God. The only difference is we have lost our radiance. We've lost our vibration because of our judgments, because we listen to our mind. Judge not, lest ye be judged. What we see in others is what is in us. If we look to love, praise, and gratitude, if we look to peace and harmony and joy in others, what are we going to have in us? Same thing. As we have that in us, what happens? The vibration speeds up and speeds up and speeds up. Not just of us, but at what we give out, we get back, right? If we're giving out love, praise, and gratitude, what are we going to get back? Love, praise, and gratitude. It's going to speed up and speed up and speed up. And that's how this whole evolvement can happen. It can happen this way. Now, there's another... Now, this is a little bit more far out. That's what I've been thinking about. Jehovah's Witnesses talk about a lot. But there's somewhere in there that says there's 144,000 people, chosen one, to be saved and all of that. I see, that's 12 times 12, right?
12,000 to each tribe of
12. Right. Okay. I believe that when 144,000 people have translated, that will be the impetus to raise the entire population, the entire humanity, back to divinity. That we as human beings have the opportunity to transform the entire humanity on the planet into the 1,000 years of peace by doing it ourselves first and supporting others in doing it, in raising the vibration, giving up the negative thinking, giving up the negative thoughts, and we'll go into the ways in a little while about how to shift it. But I think that when 144,000 people have translated, that will be like the 100th monkey. Are you familiar with the 100th monkey?
Yeah.
There's a story about monkeys on an island. There's all these monkeys on all these little islands. And these monkeys are not, you know, they're kind of crude monkeys, and they just grab their food and they eat it, dirt and all. And then one day, a monkey goes down to the riverbank and he rinses off his food and he eats it. And all the other monkeys laugh at him. Oh, look at him, look at him. They laugh at him for washing off his food. But the next day he goes down and he rinses off his food. Well, pretty soon another monkey comes along with him, rinses off his food. Everybody laughs at him, puts him down, all, you know. They're weird. But as they continue, more and more monkeys start going down to the river to wash their food. And on the day that the 100th monkey went down to wash their food, all of the monkeys on all of the other surrounding islands started washing their food. It's called the 100th monkey phenomenon, I think. That we have 144,000 people phenomena here. And that as we take responsibility for our own spiritual connection as divine spiritual beings, that we can not only impact our own physical body and get it healthier and lighter and more energetic and more alive and more in love and be like a magnet for others who want that, that we can then keep that building and growing until we're ready to leave and then move into to go back home. Back as a radiant, divine, spiritual being that we were when we first started this all. But to do that, we have to give up the judgments. This is for my highest good. Thank you, God. No matter what this is for my highest good. Thank you, God. And when we're in that place, this is for my highest good. Thank you, God. We will get the highest good out of every circumstance that happens. Tom?
Well, I mean, I can see for myself that, you know, people that I know, when you would describe them as radiant, that there's a change or whatever in that person, mm-hmm. that they may be operating from, you know, forgiveness or whatever they're operating from, but you can tell a different level.
You often see it in people who are newly in love. You can often see it there.
Definitely a step or magnitude. So you describe them as radiant.
Yeah. But there's an irradiance beyond even that as we recognize our divinity. Now, in a case like someone like Sai Baba, he has come back into the physical body knowing he's God, but to demonstrate to everyone else what is possible, what's available, what we are as humans. So he demonstrates non-human characteristics. And he says that the only difference between him and us is that he knows he's God and that we don't know we're God. And that's the only difference. And as Jesus said, the Father and I are one. And I am in him and you are in me and I am in you. We are all one. We are all divine spiritual beings hanging out in physical body in the physical dimension with the opportunity of mastering the physical. And then there was a time where Barbara was concerned about some of our friends who were going through such heavy problems. And so she was meditating and praying and asking God to, what the purpose of this all was. What's really going on here? What is this all about? And she got an answer from God. And God said, what if your being in the physical dimension is your reward for having done such a good job in the other dimensions, that this is your vacation? Are you having fun yet? That we have been given this opportunity to enjoy the beautiful planet that we're on, the beautiful physical dimension that we're in, as a reward for having done such a good job in our spiritual work as a spirit being. And so we've got to come here to enjoy ourselves. And we forgot that we're here to enjoy ourselves. Love, praise, gratitude, excitement, happiness. Ira?
So in question of our previous being could have been in another state and then we become this body. And then we go on again and then become somebody else's body?
Our being wasn't in a previous state.
You said that we were rewarded for being so good in our other being, and now we're in a physical one. So
in the spiritual dimension, in the other dimensions, not the other beings, but in the other dimensions. It's like the physical dimension has a rate of vibration that is a specific rate of vibration that we can detect with our physical senses. Now science has expanded that out. I mean, the radio vibrations, we can't hear radio waves with our ears unless they come through the machine that can pick up that rate of vibration. So our physical senses are rather limited as to what we can pick up. Our subjective senses can pick up a wider band of vibration, like I did with that psychic experiment I did. So we can't see who people are, we can't see the being that they are, but we can feel it, so we know it's there. and we can see them moving around in their body. We can see their body moving around, so we know that there's someone in there, or their body wouldn't be able to move around. If there was no, when there's no one in a body, it doesn't move around. It doesn't have a temperature. It doesn't function if there's nobody in there. So if you really got who we are, that we're divine spiritual beings with a mission here to bring the planet, bring all of humanity into light and love, could you get excited about that?
Mm-hmm. I think so. Hope so.
Yeah. We could get excited about that. That?
Before you said something about when you did the, when you went and contact that that woman's mother and her grandfather. Now you contacted my my thought was this: if we don't translate, let's say we don't get it right.
Not good enough. We don't get it right.
We got to come back again.
Right.
So we get it right. So now, but how can you contact a being? Let's say if they died, maybe they didn't get it right. So maybe they're incarnated in another life already.
Then I wouldn't have been able to reach them.
So if they had reincarnated into another life, which you're saying that we've done many times before.
Right.
You can't contact them.
Right. They wouldn't have been there when I went.
So why wouldn't they reincarnate?
Who knows? I have no clue. Maybe it's not them, they're not ready. Maybe there's this time thing that maybe they have to do more work in that spiritual dimension before they get to come back here.
Different ground rules
in that dimension. A little scary to our own little box we live in. Set in the presence of someone like Sai Baba, the box is shattered. Because here's a man that knows everything and that can do the things that he can do. It's like, well, now wait a minute. I'm a man. He's a man. What's the difference here? That he knows he's God. He came back as a divine being. And we don't. And that we're all on the road back home. And we're all going to get there. Our divinity will not interfere with our mind. Our spiritual being that we are will not interfere with the mind. You learn those lessons. The mind surrenders to the spiritual being, that little quiet voice. When the mind surrenders to that, then we move forward. It's like a smooth, easy ride. When we do it our way, our mind's way, we have the kinds of circumstances that we've created. I was rebirthing Barbara once where she could have translated in that rebirthing. She was real clear, she was vibrating, she was there. But I wasn't at the same place, and we have a commitment to go together.
Yeah, right on.
So she slowed back down again. But she was real clear in that rebirthing. She could have just gone right then. But you don't have to suffer the way you're suffering either just to stay here. You know, I mean, let's get a little balance in here. Well, with that fear, it would make you uncomfortable. So bringing that fear into the light will dissipate it by communicating about it.
Yeah.
I mean, if you can jump out of an airplane, Carol, you can do you can do this. I mean, this is no big deal. It's just your mind making it up. We don't know how many souls were in heaven that were in the garden, enjoying the garden. We don't know how many were there that all got thrown out of the garden when this happened. So we have no clue of numbers.
Okay. And then the other question I have is, why are people like killing each other and the youth of today, all that stuff going on? I mean, how does that fit?
It's the other side of the pendulum. You have light, dark. You have spiritual growth, and then you have the dark force, so to speak. And they're acting out in that area. But when that happened before, when that darkness got so bad or so negative, it infected the entire planet. The whole planet was infected with that negative energy. And the way God cleansed it was with water. Flood. Now, How could there be a flood? Factually, where'd blood come from? Polar caps melting, one possibility. What else? Because the water did come up out of the ground during the flood. But what else? Where did the water come from? Earthquakes rising? Okay. Water rising. Ocean shifting. Okay. Now here's another possibility that we're speaking about. That there was a ring of ice around the planet. Around the out in space, like the rings around Jupiter and around these other planets, that there was a belt, an ice belt around the entire planet. Okay? So we had the Ice Age. The Ice Age, everything was so cold. For how many centuries did we have the Ice Age? It was very cold. There wasn't an atmosphere at that time as we know it. There wasn't rain as we know it. Because the sun warms the earth, right? Causes the water to evaporate, and then causes rain. God told Noah that he was going to cleanse the earth. And that he needed to get all these animals and all, you know, his family on this ark, because there was going to be a cleansing here of rain, of water. Recently they found the city the Hittites lived in. And God had told the Israelites he would go before them and take care of the Hittites. They've recently found the wall that surrounds that city. And the wall is fused together that would take temperature of 3,000 degrees to fuse that rock together. Now that, like God said, I'm going to go take care of these guys. And the wall was fused together. So that had to be a radiation kind of heat that also could melt the band of ice around the planet. It melted it. And then it broke it up. And then it started falling into the atmosphere and became rain for 40 days and 40 nights. And then God said, I'll never do this again. He said, but I will give you a rainbow as a demonstration that I remember and I will never do this again. And that was the first rainbow. After it rained for 40 days and 40 nights. So that cleansing, God as a radiant being had this heat at his control. He heated the planet. The water came from the inside out. He heated that ice band around the planet, melted it all, and it came down to the planet. And then we had the rivers and the waters and the rain and the, like that after that period. But that negative, the planet was so negative that the only way he could do that was with the water. Now the planet is pretty negative right now. There's a lot of negativity on the planet. There's a lot of low consciousness. Mother Nature's doing it again. You look at the amount of natural disasters we've had over the last couple of years, with Hurricane Andrew wiping out Florida, with the Mississippi doing what it did, with California going through incredible different kinds of fire and water and mudslides, and now what's going on out there now in Oregon, and you know, it's incredible. The planet trying to cleanse itself of the negativity. What happens in a flood? People come together to help one another. What happens in a fire? People come together to help one another. To start taking care of each other. Mother Nature attempted to cleanse it in the way that Mother Nature does. What we do with it after that is up to us. But it all starts with us. What we resist persists. If we have a war on crime, what do you think we're going to have?
More crime.
War on drugs, what are we going to have? Our nation today, in our schools, in our nation, 1/3 of all children are on Ritalin. We are doing to our children what they were doing in the Stepford Wives movie. They were drugging the women so that they would behave, and that's exactly what they're doing to the children. 1 out of 3 children in our country is on Ritalin today. Why? because somebody's making a hell of a lot of money.